Blackstone Audio presents The Valiant Woman, The Virgin Mary in 19th Century American Culture by Elizabeth Hayes Alvarez. This book is read by Tamara Marston. For Isabella Cusano Hayes and Elizabeth Teresa Alvarez. Mary was not only a holy dove hiding in the clefts of a rock, a pure virgin called to feed with her milk and cradle in her arms a heavenly guest. She was a valiant woman whom the Lord delighted to place in turn in every situation of life, in order to leave to the daughters of Eve an example to follow and a model to imitate. Abbé Orsini, The Life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. What does the Holy Ghost especially admire in her? Not her sweet and amiable temper, or her gentle disposition, though of course she possessed these qualities, for no woman is perfect without them. No, he admires her valor, courage, fortitude, and the sturdy virtue of self-reliance. He does not say, "Who shall find a gentle woman?" but rather, "Who shall find a valiant woman?" Cardinal Gibbons, Harper's Bazaar. Introduction. Francis Lieber, the celebrated German-American political theorist and author of the Lieber Code of Military Ethics, described encountering Raphael's Sistine Madonna as one of the seminal moments of his life, comparable to watching Napoleon's forces enter Berlin when he was six. As a young man, Lieber journeyed 100 miles on foot from Jena to Dresden, where he immediately sought out its famous art museum. There he found himself standing in awe before Raphael's vision of the Virgin Mary, cradling the infant Christ while standing on billowing clouds, surrounded by countless, nearly imperceptible angel faces. Lieber recalled being so overcome by emotion in the gallery that he attracted the attention of a stranger, Dorothea Tieck, daughter of the romantic poet Johann Ludwig Tieck. Tieck spoke with him at length and, approving of his profound response to the painting, encouraged his sentiment. Biographies of Lieber cite this anecdote as evidence of his particularly generous and sensitive nature, but accounts like this were not uncommon. 19th-century memoirs and travelogues frequently depicted Protestants, Lieber was Lutheran, finding themselves moved, overwhelmed, and transformed by encounters with Marian art. A few decades later, Louisa Parsons Stone Hopkins, a well-known poet and kindergarten movement advocate, lyrically described her ideal kindergarten, highlighting the Marian reproduction presiding over the imagined scene. "In the morning hour," she wrote, "as they fold their little hands and sing the prayer and happy song with such a reverent and believing spirit, the scene is holy and blessed. The picture of the Madonna, which hangs upon the wall, seems almost lit up with glory at such a bringing in of the glad tidings of joy to childhood." Multiply the kindergartens and train up motherly teachers to have each generation better trained for life than the last. In her vision, kindergartens were nearly sacred spaces, with Mary's prominently displayed image signifying both the female motherly spirit of the movement and its sanctifying, non-sectarian Christian environment. To the Congregationalist Hopkins, kindergarten teachers were surrogate mothers, professional mothers, and Mary.